1410 The Ticket.
All right, it is, what time is
it? 5 till 9.
8:55 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout Roundtable. Yeah.
All right, now.
Our hour is on.
Did you guys resolve your issues?
Not really.
No, we did.
Gordon threw a dead deer on Corby.
That was gross. That is the sorriest thing ever done at a campout.
It's not real.
We've only had three nights of campout, though. This is the third one.
Is this it?
So it's not hard to have the sorriest thing ever. But that might be hard to beat.
All right, we'll get into that later. Right now it's the Mike Reiner Power Hour, which has already started. Mike has to do...
Hello, Garby.
No, we're not doing that character. Don't acknowledge it. Just keep talking about rhymes. Keep talking about
anyway, Mike has to do 60 shots of beer in 1 hour, one per minute.
He's on a spin.
Did you ever try this in college?
I don't think I ever did. Did you?
Yeah.
Did it work?
He's going to die.
Time for another one, Rhines.
I found that...
This is number six.
And this is in my drinking heyday. So I'm not sure he can do it, but I found that a nice little regurgitation of a big giant ball of foam might happen around 45 or 50 in to the hour.
Oh, no.
That was me, though. Mike's belly is different.
Don't acknowledge him. Just keep having a conversation.
A 20-year-old Dan. I think he's... Oh, don't acknowledge?
No.
I think he's already done four, so
no.
He's good through 904, right?
No!
That's the stinking beer!
Are you trying to get
that? That's much worse than the half beer ever did.
That's not me. That's the deer.
That's the deer.
I know what the deer smells like, and that's not the deer. That is your butt.
Oh, okay. He, being a professional broadcaster, refuses to do this on the air.
I don't understand
but
that.
Tune in at 10 o'clock.
Who?
God. Mike. Mike won't grab
a
headset.
Time for another one, Ron.
Well, it's tough for him to drink at the same time while he's doing this. Afterwards, he'll
but
get
see,
on.
See, the thing is, he's not even through one beer yet. And this is like shot number...
It starts building. Just calm down.
Okay. That's number seven.
You never tried this, George?
No.
This is always a fun
we
game.
We need a beer...
I got three over there.
Oh. Because it sounds easy. A shot a minute.
It does sound
that's
easy.
It's a tiny little bit.
Ignore him. Keep talking.
It's really hard.
Well, you're the one not
that.
Ignoring him. You're acknowledging him by saying ignore him. Well, no, I don't mean to turn
I'm talking
this on
to you,
though.
I'm not talking to him.
I don't want to fight with you.
George
is mad about what?
Yeah, oh. BYU.
I am mad about my bracket.
And BYU really
to win kind
of twisting
school,
that knife.
You have to have a surprise Final Four team, and my surprise team is BYU, and they lost tonight.
Why would you trust BYU?
After they had that dude.
Okay, they win tonight.
They
basically
lost.
In.
They lost, though.
In overtime.
They suck.
Nah, they don't suck.
They need more they brothers just... on that wall.
Do they have any black players?
One.
Or are they the last remaining team
one,
to never have a black player?
They don't have a tattoo on that team.
What's
a problem with the honor code.
Oh, all right, all right.
Okay.
The one brother on
that
the team
was the one black guy?
Decided to dip it in something, and then he got kicked off the team.
Now, how did they find that out?
They
did you guys get into
it.
That?
They smell
like
it every day.
They can smell the white woman on him.
And that's
ignore
the problem.
Him. Well, he admitted
don't
it, but they asked.
Jokes.
You know what, Dan?
Did they just randomly ask different guys throughout the year?
Yeah, it's time. Go ahead.
At BYU, he ran it in a white girl, and they got mad.
He ran it in a white girl?
Yep. That's exactly what the problem was.
I don't think I understand.
I know she was white.
You're talking right now.
There's no sisters at BYU. None.
You know that for a fact?
I know that for a fact.
They all look like
it's
a
dude, it's in the community newsletter.
I guarantee you
newsletter.
There are at least, I bet there are 100 or more black girls at BYU.
No way.
What's the
why
total
do you say
role?
That, Donovan? Like they can't get in?
No, they can't.
Whoa, Gordon.
Jeez.
The only brothers hey. There are on athletic scholarship.
We should describe the
this
scene
very
to the ones who are listening right now.
Okay.
It is pitch black out here, other than the lantern that we have going and the fire pit that we are all gathered around in a circle.
The lantern's kind of overkill, right?
It is.
Want to turn it off?
It's extra creepy if it's just the campfire. And
how does the temperature feel out here? Pretty decent, doesn't it?
1,000% better than
windier,
yesterday,
though.
Right?
Yeah.
It's windier.
Not much, though.
It is windy. And no matter where I sit around this campfire, I'm downwind. No, from not only the fire, but Corby's ass.
Sorry about that one.
Shouldn't the fire kill
that? What makes you think that everyone wants to smell your old food?
Shouldn't the fire kill that smell?
No, you don't. That's the comedy in it.
I'm going to go get the deer.
Better not. You better take that thing back where you found it.
Would it creep you guys out?
Yeah, where did you find that?
Put my hand up through the rib cage of the deer and animated its head and did a whole stand-up routine.
Don't laugh at that.
Just worked it like a puppet.
On YouTube? With old skin hanging over you and stuff?
Yeah.
On Ustream? Can we
Ustream? If we YouTube that, I guarantee it would get over 10,000 hits.
Well, let's look at you.
That's pretty cocky.
When I went to TCU, my friends told me I'd get over 10,000 hits if I did that.
I could shove my hand up a deer's neck and get 10,000 YouTube hits.
Okay, Ryan.
That's what you just said.
Now, how many in are we?
This is number 8.
So he's good through 908, right?
No, he started at like
8:58. You're starting your random
hour. 8:48.
Your hour started wherever. Okay.
Yeah.
And Mike's having to do this because he slept in the cabin last night, which I don't know that this is too much of a punishment because he gets to get drunk and sleep indoors.
So well, he did yesterday. He doesn't do it tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight he's outside.
Yeah, he's in the wild.
I don't know. Check in with him at 10.
Yeah.
Pass another one of those burrows over here.
Maybe with the deer.
There is no doubt that we
Bob?
That's what we need to do, is we need to cut up that deer and put it in each one of the beds
pass
inside
it,
the cabin.
Pass it, Dan.
One more shot? Okay. He's going with light beer. You think that's a wise choice? Does that make any difference?
It's a good choice.
Now, programming-wise, what do we have to do tonight? Do we have to air the... Are we doing a Mavs
post-game
show?
We do have to do the
show?
Mavs post-game show, yeah.
What about Corby's idea?
You're allowed
and
to
what's the game looking like right now, Jake?
Super gay.
Well, no, I mean like the score.
Tickers are done. Me paying attention is done.
Okay.
So arrogant.
Norm has the microphone now.
I think you
can just feel the score, right?
It was looking up in the sky
and telling time.
Dallas 49-47 with a couple of seconds to go in the half.
That's it?
Against Minnesota with no Big Love.
Wow.
We suck.
Well, I guess their championship hopes are over.
Norm, have you ever made love to a black woman?
Gordon.
Gordon, come on.
We've been through this before. Hello.
What was your answer?
We've done this a dozen times.
Hell no? Wasn't your answer hell no?
New list is all the time.
Yeah, that was the mix audience.
Yeah.
You just said hell no or ugh.
Norm answered the question.
I said no.
You said no?
Yeah.
Why not?
Here we go.
Yeah, well, are you afraid something's going to rub off with something? What's
no,
that?
No.
Oh, yes.
Don't start a race war, Gordon.
Hey, no, Donnie has some legitimate concerns now because he just found out that Norm said he wouldn't touch a black woman with a 10-foot pole.
Speaking of race wars.
Donovan's never been with a white woman.
Who would like to know how many black students are at BYU?
All right, so Donovan says
right,
not even 100.
Give me the total population.
Not slept
I'd
with.
Say only on
you
athletic
said
scholarship.
Total population.
Only on athletic
right,
scholarship.
That's bullshit. Even at Liberty, they had some that weren't on
but
athletic
scholarship.
But this is BYU.
Some.
What do you mean
that's
by that?
Different.
What's
that's
some?
Different. That's
most different. Were either on scholarship or actually from Africa.
So?
I would say.
Now, that's offensive.
No, it's true.
How do you know
to say that
Africa?
Black people are from actually from Africa, that is offensive.
The African students actually were from Africa, thus the name Africa.
They imported them from Africa, like a breeding pair?
That's what you're saying. I'm
no,
saying
that's what
someone
you're implying.
From Kenya
okay.
wants to
How
learn.
How many are at BYU?
I
Kenya,
say...
Can you really learn at Liberty?
I say...
It's all relative, isn't it?
Over 500.
They're all
there's 13,000 students, by the way. Just
ooh, that's a lot smaller than
I
thought.
I think Corby's right. There's at least 100.
And they're all hot, white, and blonde.
14% of students there are minorities.
That's not black, just black.
7% are, what's the Tongan?
Because you do have Africans.
Are
1,484 Asian / Pacific Islanders.
Thank you.
Yep.
1,590 other.
Okay.
That's me.
1,091 Hispanic.
Uh-huh.
121 American Indian.
Oh, please.
It's going to be under 100?
Wait, what did Donovan say?
I
that
said
there
under
weren't 100. Many?
He said none.
Only
he
on
said
none.
Zero.
I said only on athletic scholarship.
I heard zero.
And the final tally of those who list black as their ethnicity on their application.
Why would anyone admit to that?
176.
Wow, Donnie
is wrong.
Who knows black people?
Okay, Rhymes. Not
me.
The last.
All right, the blackest guy at the camp out.
So far, me.
Corby.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were scared of that dead animal, so yeah, sure.
You were. Donovan, would you have freaked out that badly over the...
Yes.
Deer? I didn't freak out over the deadness of it. I freaked out over the disease of it. Not the carcass.
Because you listened to George right afterwards
saying... I'm sorry.
Oh, man, he's got deer ticks and all kinds. They got deer AIDS. They got all kinds of deer.
Help me out with what ethnicity does like dead deer.
It's gross.
I carried that thing the whole way back.
Sleep with it.
Put it in
your sleeping bag.
I was on a gator with that thing in my lap.
Yeah, spoon with it.
Basically giving me a lap dance the whole time I'm riding over them rocks.
You still dead?
Oh, yeah. I can bring you back to life.
Did it have deer SARS?
That's offensive.
Dear SARS.
Jeez, Norm. SARS.
Norm.
But you're above this.
Yeah. All right, Norm.
Norm for three in the corner. Good.
Okay, Ryan. Ryan thought that was funny. Let's take another shot.
Oh. The Mike Ryan. What is this called?
The Power Hour.
Power Hour. Yeah. Power Hour. Sounds like some sort of...
Let's take calls from girls.
Like, I thought that's what it meant when Mike wanted to do a Power Hour.
George wants to hear
maybe
from
some 70s hits.
I do not want to hear you talk to women. It's a beating.
Whoa. I hate it when you get in these moods.
I hate it when you get in these moods. You throw dead animals on
this
people.
This is the mood I'm talking about. When you do that thing where, no, I'm anti-Gordo tonight. Well, he's my partner. I know we get along and all that kind of stuff. But no, now, this is where I
well,
take
Well, then
a
don't
stand.
Throw dead animals on people and all that.
What a ridiculous restriction.
Oh, okay, yeah. Gordo's the one under attack right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was us that threw a dead animal on Gordo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Stop, Georgia. Yeah. Yeah. Got it.
I got it.
We marked it down.
No, we get it. Jackass Gordo, we get
that
too.
Yeah, we got that too. Okay. Now we got it all marked down, so let's go back to the way we regularly are.
This is continuous coverage of the user's camp out.
Right, I agree. It's a beating.
Day number two.
We're keeping this tape.
Should we just roll through the weekend?
I think so.
This is so awesome.
I think that'd be smart.
Let's do it.
Or might it be too warm tonight?
Can we tell Victory Park we're not coming?
Another shot.
We'll just
I think we've already told them that.
Oh. That's did a little too close.
Craig
to
go to bed?
Yes, he did. He said he wanted to knock out Coast to Coast early where he could hit the hay.
I don't think Craig would have already gone to bed, do you?
Well, I just saw him in there. He's in there.
He's in there. He's standing in there.
Yeah.
So. I'm getting sleepy.
Ooh. Head feeling light.
Who did you have in the BYU game, Norm?
Florida.
Oh, sorry, George.
What did the poll have?
Poll had Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You should listen to San
Diego. Poll had San Diego State, too, tonight, sir.
Does the poll have different things than you?
Not recently, Gordo.
I mean, does that ever happen? Like, you disagree with the poll?
He makes a poll.
What do you want, this?
Like when he does it one night and he wakes up the next morning and he's mad at it.
You guys aren't talking to each other.
We're just going to make s'mores?
Damn you, pole.
On the end of a stick. The stick that I use to carry the deer over.
You want to?
See, now you just planted that in his head.
That's okay. The fire will burn that stuff out.
Right. Actually, Rich, would be the guy most likely to eat
off of
the stick you carried the deer.
Oh, yeah. It's time, Ryan's. It's 9:07.
You know, you're not doing a very good job of clocking this.
Yeah, you got to do double.
I'm okay.
Do you need backup help?
He hit 9:06.
How many's he done? What time did he start?
I lost track. He started at 8:49.
So he's done
18?
17?
He's supposed to have done 18. I don't think he's done that many. I think he's only like 11 or 12.
Make him say what is a jelly bean.
Did he say he's on 18?
Okay, I don't know about that.
Are you on 18?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right.
Seems like it'd be easier just to figure out how many shots are in a beer can? How many is it?
Well, it's not as impressive because you're doing one a minute and it makes it seem like so much more.
But why not just do, wait every 10 minutes?
Right.
Just do 10 times the amount.
Exactly. No. It's more fun if you do one a minute.
So okay. Are you guys...
And speaking of which, it is 9:08.
Who are awesome at playing guitar, going to play guitar tonight?
No,
the guitar
really
has
out here.
Kind of been banned from the camp out.
Yeah, it's
has it?
Yeah.
What happened?
For an early portion of the evening.
When did this happen?
By who?
Some of the people above us. thought that it was wise that we put the guitars down for just a little bit.
Who's above you?
You mean...
Rhymes?
The one you were trying to raise from the dead?
Norm, you want in on the Hitler seance?
We're not doing that.
The Hitler seance?
About it.
Yeah.
Mark.
Is Rich leading it with the roasted marshmallow there?
What? Just ignore it, Norm.
No,
it's not.
For the Hitler seance, raise it with a marshmallow.
All right,
raise
George.
It. For the Hitler seance, you have to get shirtless, Norm.
Well, in the seance, isn't going to happen.
Dear most merciful.
What good comes out of that bed?
We beseech you to visit us here. Cato Mills Light.
What good comes out of that?
No good, Donovan laugh.
No good.
That's positive.
909.
You look at positive things, George. Always focus on negative.
Ooh, you know what it's going to be next minute? One after 909. If only we had the guitars, we could go right into it right now, Corby, but you won't let us.
No, go get them.
Go into what?
That wasn't my rule.
Why is that your rule?
That's not my rule.
Jaw rule. Hi, Craig.
How about Jaw rule? What
so
do you know about Jaw rule?
No more.
Gordon.
No more music.
Easy on the guitars.
What do you know about Jaw rule?
Drinking challenges are cool.
What I know about Jaw rule?
Yeah. Nothing. But lay off the guitar. That's.
Music is out. Okay, you got that? More drinking.
Hey, I got news for you, Rich. S'mores are a beating.
No, they're not.
You
know what's not a beating? Throwing a deer on someone.
I think it's fun for kids. I do think it's fun for kids to make them, but I don't know if they... It seems like kids are always
great.
Handing off s'mores back to their parents.
Did y'all hear that burp by Ryan's?
Yeah, it sounded like a crocodile just exploding.
I told you, there's going to be a... A big giant
Ryan's
bubble.
Ryan's going to tell you, oh gosh, it's 9.
It's going to be a big
11.
Handful of bubble that you can
hang on.
Just shoot pretty quick here.
George is starting to set.
She fell behind. Throw the deer on him.
What?
You just.
9-11. Okay. Okay.
Moment of silence for this shot right here. Moment of silence.
Wow.
Paul and Watauga.
Should he be able to pour half of it out before he takes it?
No, that's Nate Dogg's death.
There he goes. There it is.
Paul in...
No, hold on.
Yeah!
Got a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now it's enough time, huh?
Now you got to do another
one. What are you talking about?
Enough time has passed. You can laugh, too, now. You've always distanced. You've always distanced from that, but now it's officially been enough time.
10 years.
Here, throw the deer on Dan.
Distance from that.
Yeah, Paul in a... It still works! It still works!
Paul on top of the rubble!
Okay, too far.
So, George, are you happy that you're the only person in America that was speaking at that particular time?
No, I'm not.
Does
happy.
That make
the
you
whole
happy?
Country.
Dude, you're the only
you're
one.
You're the highest rated radio broadcaster in the world.
Right, at that particular second.
Even the rescue dogs stopped for just a moment.
Right.
Dude. Wow! My God!
You know,
I think they kept working.
You know what I want to know, though, is who saved that? Because they saved that on 9/11.
Train.
Yeah.
Like, we thinking that was funny. Somehow,
George. George. Saved
well,
it.
We were debating on whether or not to put it up for e-break the next
you
week.
Did?
I didn't save it. Jared did.
George.
You demanded Jared.
I think
save
it was
it?
Saved by zero, wasn't it, George?
Oh my God!
No.
If only we had the guitars right now.
We should go right into it.
9/12.
We could go right into it. We already got the 9/12. Ooh, it's 9/13 though. Well, oh, those minutes go fast, don't they?
Time for the 9/13 ticker.
Man, they really do.
Yeah, you have to do it. Rich's management.
Smoke it up. Book it up. Book it up.
Let's take our first break of...
look at Mr. Formatic.
Of the Mike Power
Hour. Do we need to take breaks?
Dude, you are becoming the man over there,
sold
dude.
Us.
You just take a break. Don't
that
put a
done.
Deer on me.
Pass another one over there, Bob.
Hitler's saying that's teasing.
Freaking man.
He's a
beer suit. Effing suit, dude.
Hey, you guys, you Giorgio, you will owe me a formal apology.
Jake, go to
if
break.
During the Hitler seance, Hitler animates
just
that dead deer, and that was the actual item we needed to bring.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.